This is an interview with the President and CEO of the Internet Corporation of Sign Names and Numbers, ICANN, Dr. Paul Toomey. The intention is that this will be the first of a series of interviews that will provide valuable insight and information into the work ICANN does now and into the future. It is the 21st of March, 2007. Paul, you're currently at the ICC, the International Chamber of Commerce in Paris, and you've just given a presentation on the significant changes underway within ICANN. In particular, the new U.S. government agreement and changes within the government advisory committee. It is also just a few days before ICANN's meeting in Lisbon. So I wonder if you could start off by telling us quickly what you said in your presentation to the ICC.
One of the key messages was to both applaud the ICC's commitment to representing international businesses' perspectives for the internet governance debate, and in particular their strong support for the ICANN multi-stakeholder model. That debate is going to continue, and that to a degree what we're talking about here is about the sorts of ideas and values behind the way in which the Internet's addressing and routing system was developed, and that those values pretty much reflect, I think, a lot of the interests of the membership of the International Chamber of Commerce, in particular commitment to innovation, to meritocracy, to running code, to stability at the core and innovation at the fringe. And that these principles are pretty important and will need to be continued to be exhorted throughout the whole continuing discussion about internet governance. I also took the opportunity to share with what was going on in terms of new generic top-level domains and the opportunities for them to have input throughout all the processes of ICANN.
And this issue of new global top-level domain names, this is one of the most visible elements of what ICANN's job is in terms of the wider internet. ICANN has the power and the ability to effectively create new areas of the internet. And it's been through two of these processes, both of which have received a lot of criticism, and now it's trying to go through a third. So if you can just quickly give us a rundown of what you're trying this time, what ICANN is trying this time, and what you hope to achieve.
Well, the process is not yet completed. I mean, the policy discussion for should there be introduction of new TLDs, and then the actual implementation policy is still at a working group level, and there's also been work done at the Governmental Advisory Committee on principles that they think are applicable that they want to share. Work has not yet reached the stage where it will go to a formal policy development process. It then has to get shared again with all the other supporting organisations and committees before it would go to the board. So we've got quite a long way to go. But at the moment, the emphasis is upon the twin tracking new TLDs. Those that don't have any particular controversies or difficulties being dealt with fairly quickly, and those that do being dealt with in a slightly different way. Particularly, there's a lot of exploration at the moment as to the role that third parties and objective rules could be used as some sort of measure for appeal, challenge, or evaluation of those particular types of strings. You know, there's still work to be done here before it's finished. There's going to be concerns about the need to have defensive registrations in new TLDs. But inversely, we talked about the opportunities there are for specialised new TLDs. For instance, there's been quite a discussion about a financial services TLD, which potentially could utilise DNSSEC and cross-certification in a way that could improve the security of interactions from customers to, say, banks, which might have some impact on the phishing risks that banks face. So that's an example of one of the things that came up in discussion today.
Let me ask you a question on a tangent. Can you foresee any jazzier new GTLDs, i.e. top-level domains that are simply fun, not useful or infrastructural?
I'm certain that people will come with fun ones and different ones. I think the history of GTLDs has shown that brand matters, and simply establishing a TLD does not guarantee business success.
We can't talk out of this interview without discussing what's happened with Registerfly recently. Mm. For people that don't know, Registerfly, one of the 800 or so registrars that is out there that are entitled, that are ICANN accredited, or to sell domain names to the public, they have had severe business troubles, leaving thousands of people unable to get hold of their domain name, in some cases losing their domain names. And ICANN has come in for some criticism with this because people believe that ICANN should be the body that prevents this sort of thing from happening.
Well, there's some difficulties here, and I've got enormous sympathy for the hurt that some registrants suffered because of loss of some domain names, and also the frustration others have had about difficulties of getting transfers and getting authorization codes for transferring the domain names. we are exceptionally frustrated by the management hiatus inside Registerfly and by their, you know, basic breaching of the Register Accreditation Agreement, and we've acted on that. Overall, what we offer is a marketplace to provide better services and better competition and better outcomes for registrants. But there are clearly areas we do need to look at, potentially learning the lessons, I think, from the Registerfly experience. There's no environment at the moment for people to be able to make comparisons across registrars, for registrants to be able to make choices. There's no real mechanism of rating. Should we be, you know, not only accrediting registrars, but should there be some accreditation for individuals within registrars, that they've got, you know, clear understanding that they know the rules and they've understood what's required of them? Should there be some process for thinking through this whole issue of affiliated registrars and group ownership? In the broadcasting world, if you have a license, broadcasting like radio license or television license, and there's an affiliate who takes over that license, or somebody buys you to take and gets that license, those individuals are still required to go through the licensing regime. They just can't get the licensing because they bought that. At the moment, that's not the case with the registrar accreditation process. Indeed, Registerfly was not permitted to become an accredited registrar by ICANN, but took the opportunity to buy an existing accredited registrar and operated that way. I think we've also got to consider pretty carefully additional compliance tools. Should we be thinking like, for instance, suspension powers? Should we be thinking about somebody who doesn't perform well, they can be suspended for 30 days until they get the house in order? And this is a dialogue that the community has to have. It's a dialogue we need to have, you know, especially led by the registrars, I think. But we should be under no doubt, our focus is on a stable operating environment for registrants. And registrars need to ensure they don't treat registrants merely as customers. They actually have an obligation to a stable and secure experience for the registrants. Another issue that's very important is how proxy registrations have worked in this particular case. The proxy registration has clearly had security problems. I can't walk around away from that. It's my responsibility to point that out to the community. This has been a serious, you know, of all of the registrations here, the most difficult situation for getting the data available to the registrant and for us being able to make any sort of scroll and be able in the future to do transfers. This has been the most difficult where things have been done on a proxy registration.
Another big thing will be, which, you know, we have to continually talk about, is internationalized domain names. There was recently a test which was successful, and of course the question every time is, so when do we get internationalized domain names?
Well, there's a series of further sort of security reviews that are going to be done, test reviews that are going to be done on in this arena. We're also waiting for some work to be finished at the IETF level. I'm hopeful, if not by the end of this year, the early 2008, I actually personally would be pushing for the end of this year, but we'll have to wait. Unfortunately, not all the dependencies are not all in ICANN's hands, some of them with other players like the IETF, and so we're not going to be able to sort of guarantee a particular date. But I would hope by the end of this year, early next year, we'd be in a situation where we could introduce IDN strings to the root.
And along with IDNs, a big infrastructural change in the internet, which ICANN is pushing, is the move to IPv6. Now, I understand that the participation site is the first ICANN site that's IPv6. So in that sense, ICANN is moving, but others are a long way behind. Others are a long way in front. What is ICANN going to do to help this infrastructural shift?
Well, I think one of the things that we want to do is to try to get more stories and experience about people who are involved in the shift. Even today here, talking at the National Chamber of Commerce, representatives from two very large corporations in North America came to me and shared some horror stories about they've experienced in actually implementing switchover from V4 to V6, impacts it even had at the PC level, impacts it had on operating software that they wouldn't fully understand. And so there's clearly going to be teething problems and impacts as people move from V4 to V6 networks in ways that, you know, before this morning, I wasn't even aware of, you know, sort of the difficulties these people were facing. So I think one of the things that we need to do is be a place which draws those stories and gets people to tell us more information about that.
And in terms of what would probably be your biggest headache and possibly the biggest news for the Lisbon meeting will be the decision or not of the .xxx top-level domain. As I understand it, that will go to a board vote. Is that right?
I think it's the expectation of the board that it will go to the vote. But the chairman is the keeper of the agenda, so I'll leave it in Vince's hands. But I think there's an expectation there will be a vote soon.
And you don't want to make any comment on?
I had done the ideal president's response and said that I accepted the role of the chairman in setting agendas.
Thank you very much. Paul Toomey, President and CEO of ICANN.